Jesus.
Lift your hands toward heaven and talk to the Lord. Say something to Him from the depths of your heart. It's always a privilege to come before Him that dwells in the midst of the coals of fire. When you make contact with Him, He brings you dimensions of His reality. Talk to Him from the depths of your heart. Come on, talk to the Lord now. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, this is the time. Ribakadon dere farakada.
You are mighty on the throne.
in the Holy Ghost? Raise your expectations before the Lord tonight. Tell him what you want him to do for you. Nothing is too big for your God. It is a time of visitation. If you can believe it, you can have it. Go ahead and talk to him now. You are my dear. We are persuaded that you will do mighty things amongst us. And so we say, take all the glory. We know that tonight great and mighty things will be done in our midst. In the spirit of faith, Lord, we say, take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Please take your seat in God's presence. Thank you so much, choir. It's my honor to be here this evening. I want to salute Daddy and Mommy for raising a tall platform for Jesus. Can you please celebrate our daddy and our mommy tonight? Evangelist Andy Ikeide and his wife. Come on! Give the Lord a shout! I want to honor all the senior pastors, provincial pastors of the RCCG that are here. These are fathers of the faith. Everything we see today is because we stand on their labors in the spirit. We may not have met in the physical, but they've covered mileage in the spirit, and it's the possibilities they've made available that has opened the door for us to come forth. So you want to celebrate the fathers in the house tonight? Come on! Rise up! Clap hands and celebrate Jesus for their labors. Shout glory! Glory! Hallelujah! You may be seated. There are two things, amongst other things, that the Lord will be doing tonight. God will be healing the sick tonight and breaking every chain of affliction in the lives of people. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen. And the second thing God will do tonight is that He will release measures of His spirit upon His children so they can carry the divine presence to all the nations of the world and bring the kingdom of our God to the face of the earth. There is a move of the Spirit upon our generation. There are transference of mantles and battens. And in this crusade tonight, many hungry young people will receive mantles and commissions in the spirit, and they will step into territories and take it over for Jesus. If you believe that, come on, shout amen. Shout amen. Glory to Jesus. Don't stress yourself. Don't stress yourself. Thank you so much. Just focus. Chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus was teaching, and he began to reveal to us very important secrets. You know, the beautiful thing about Jesus is that when he speaks, he speaks from the foundation of reality. The reason is because he was not told. He was there before time began. So when there is a deliberation, Jesus is the only one that will tell you, in the beginning, it was not so. Because he didn't hear it. He was there and he uttered reality. And so in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus began to talk to us about two parallel governments that exist on the face of the earth. It is normal and natural for man to assume that the things that happens to him and around him are mere coincidences. But the wise one came and began to educate us that nothing happening on the face of the earth is a coincidence. Everything happening to man and around man is a product of well-established intelligence and government. And he said there are two parallel governments that exist on the face of the earth. And the first government, amazingly, that Jesus began to talk about was not the government of light. Jesus began to talk about the government of darkness. You know, it was Daddy that began to tell us in the morning that the Bible will say, and the evening and the morning was the first day. You know, when the first earth was created, darkness was not in existence. Only light was. Because the first earth that was created was without corruption. It was in the course of time that allowance was granted, and there was war in the heavens. And one of the high commissioners among the angelic realm violated the government of God. And Revelation 12, verse 3 to 4, 7 to 9, revealed to us that when that high cherub was cast from heaven, he fell on the earth. And that was when he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because darkness invaded the earth when that prince was cast from heaven. And because of that ugly scenario that took place in the heavens and its impact resonated on the earth, darkness now had a place on the earth. So in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then something happened. That thing that happened
is what I just narrated to you. There was war in heaven, and one of the princes was cast from heaven, and when he hit the earth, he brought a catastrophe to the earth realm. And darkness, the government of darkness, was instituted upon the face of the earth. So God showed up, and the Bible said darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness had taken over the earth. So God had to introduce light again. This is why darkness, we always want to go before light. But the beautiful news this evening is this. It doesn't matter for how long darkness have existed. The moment light shows up, it said, and the light shines in the darkness. Listen, light does not shine in light. When light and light is present, light loses the ability to shine. But the glory of light is revealed when there is darkness. So the presence of darkness is not a problem. It is the absence of light that is the problem. So darkness can exist for no matter how long. The moment light comes, except the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness have no authority over the light. Because when darkness appeared, light is senior to darkness. Because God created light, but darkness appeared from the rebellion of Lucifer. So light is the elder brother of darkness. So no matter how long darkness exists, the moment light appears, darkness bows. Darkness bows. So Jesus began to educate us that there are two governments on the face of the earth. And he said the first government is the government of darkness. He said the devil, who is the prince of darkness, he cometh not but for to kill. He cometh not but for to steal. He cometh not but for to destroy. Have you looked at your family in recent time? All the ladies are beautiful. How come they can't get married? How can a boy of 25 years old have high blood pressure? How can a child be born deaf and blind? This is what Jesus was telling us. The reason that can happen is because the prince of darkness came first. So he said the devil cometh not but for to kill and to destroy. Nevertheless, all hope is not lost. He said, but I am come. Tell somebody, but I am come. So I may be deaf. That's because the devil came. The answer tonight is not in the sky. The answer tonight is not with a man. The answer tonight is not with the government. The answer tonight is not with the system. The answer to the riddle of darkness is in that phrase, but I am come. So the mistake of the devil is that he didn't prevent the woman from being a virgin. If the woman were not a virgin, probably the door for I am come would not have been possible. But the devil was busy killing, stealing, and destroying, and a virgin hid herself in Nazareth. And the devil's calculation did not consider the virgin. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord entered a city called Nazareth, and he met a virgin, and he told her, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. All these things were happening. The devil was killing, the devil was stealing, and the devil was destroying, because he didn't know that the answer to darkness is not with government, is not with man, is with I am come. And the Lord Mary, that you will be with child, and it shall be called the Son of the Highest. And Mary said, how shall these things be? How shall these things be? and the angel told her, you know, the message I brought to you is a whisper in the Godhead. I heard the Father, the Logos, and the Spirit discussing in the theater and in the studio of the third heavens. And the whisper I heard was that the Lord will sneak into your womb. And even though you know not a man, the reason it will happen is because the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. That child that shall become the new shall be the son of the highest. And the moment Jesus entered the womb of the woman, the equation of the devil was destroyed. The moment Jesus entered the womb of the virgin, deafness stopped being a problem. Blindness stopped being a problem. Barrenness stopped being a problem. Why? Because the cure to death, to destruction, and to what you lost is I am come. Tell your neighbor, I am come. Tonight, it doesn't matter the problem you come with. Tell somebody, I am come. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Let only you be praised. 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 Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised. So Yahweh, you will be praised. 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 The devil is in trouble tonight. The devil is in trouble tonight. You know, before I am come was introduced in Genesis chapter 1, God wanted to solve the problem of the earth, and then God came as Elohim. But see the problem. You can't interact with Elohim. When Elohim appears, there is thunder and there's lightning. Elohim is a consuming fire. So a blind man can't approach Elohim. A deaf man can't approach Elohim. If you go to Elohim, you will be licked up like fire. You can't go close to Elohim. When Elohim stood, he said, light appeared, and there was something like an earthquake, and light came like thunder. Elohim stood. He said, let the dry ground appear, and all the oceans tore apart, and sand appeared. If you see Elohim at work, you will faint and die. So as powerful as Elohim was, Elohim couldn't solve the problem of man. The reason is because man is too tiny for Elohim. It's like man trying to solve the problem of an ant. If you carry the ant and you are not careful, you will kill it. Because Elohim is too big. If Elohim step into your situation, if care not taken, your house will collapse. If Elohim step into Nigeria, his foot is bigger than Nigeria. The Bible said the earth is his footstool. So if you are not careful, if Elohim want to help you, Elohim will kill you. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Of Israel, they couldn't interact with Elohim. When Elohim comes, sometimes Elohim comes with over 300 laws. So Elohim came to Adam and said, I can relate with you, but don't touch this fruit. And Adam touched it, and suddenly a cherubim appeared, and sword was turning on every side. And Adam was chased from the presence of Elohim. So they started searching God. The other time, God wanted to help Abraham. And the only way Jireh could help Abraham was for Abraham to kill Isaac. So when Jireh wants to help you, you go through tests and trials. No, one third of the earth would have failed. 99% would have failed. How many of you can give Isaac up? So even though Jireh is provider, it would have been difficult to relate with Jireh, because before you see Jireh, you will kill your Isaac. And when they check and discover, not too many people can kill Isaac, so that equation didn't work. So a point came, God went back into himself in the studio of eternity, and the Father spoke to the world, and the world spoke to the Spirit, and the Spirit spoke to the Father, and there was a dialogue between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And the wisdom was crystallized. And so Elohim said, because they can't come to us, we will go to them. They can't come to us, so we will go to them. And the way we will go to them is to see through the womb of a woman. So when Jesus appeared, God didn't stop there. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 9, he said, it pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in him bodily. So in Jesus, there is Elohim. There is Jireh, there is Sabaoth, there is Ra, there is the Kenu. All the dimensions of God enter Jesus. Run. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai,
we worship you, we hail you, oh God.
You know, if not for Jesus, if you wanted anything, you would have gone to open the names of God. If his provision, we will go and study Jireh and then do what Jireh demands. Anything you needed, if his child, you would have gone to study El Shaddai and then discover what it is. But God spared us of the body of reading all the chronicles of the names of God, and he packaged the totality of God and he put it in Christ. So when Jesus said, but I am, the Father came, the Holy Ghost came, the Word came, all the dimensions of God came. So if you are deaf, what you need to do is to say, Jesus. If you are blind, what you need to do is to say, Jesus. Do you know why? The way to invoke a spirit is by calling his name. Spirits are invoked by calling their name, because their name is like a password into their dimension. So the people of Israel knew in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 48, there was a man who was a blind beggar, hopeless, begging, and had no hope. And one day, the Bible said, Jesus came out of Jericho, and as he was walking by, the man was hearing noise, and he said, what is happening? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Now, the guy didn't come for the crusade. You came for a crusade, so your faith level is enough. The guy was sitting outside. The crusade was over, and the world was passing, but he knew how to summon the spirit, and immediately he left begging. Do you know what? The problem of the man was not food. The problem of the man was a lack of sight. That was why he was begging. So the moment he heard that the giver of sight was passing, he dropped his begging. Then somebody was giving him money. When Jesus was coming, he threw the money away. I did tell you, I need money. I need something that money cannot buy. And instantly, he said, thou, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. And people looked at him and said, no, compose yourself. Sir, if you compose yourself, the spirit will pass. You must be desperate. You know why? Spirits move at the speed of thought. When he entered your heart, if you don't act, he will pass. So the guy knew. He said, thou son of David, have mercy. When they said, shut up, he looked at the person. He said, it's not your fault. You have never been blind, so you don't understand. Somebody's here. You are barren. The person who is saying, compose yourself, doesn't know why. Because he has never been barren. Somebody's here. He has gone to the university. Done masters. Done PhD. You are failing jam. So the person doesn't understand. So when Bartimaeus heard them, he said, you don't understand. He turned away from them. And the Bible said, he cried the more. He cried the more. Oh, son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy. I don't know what your problem is, but this is the cure. The son of David has come. Your job is to do what? To cry. Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, you want to make that your cry tonight? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Call him into that situation now. And you will see, for the light shines in the darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. In the name of Jesus, hear me, somebody. You are at liberty to become tonight if you have the solution to your problem. But if you know that the level of darkness around you, it only takes the one called the Christ to solve it, the cure is to cry. So in the next 5 minutes, I want somebody to present that thing before the Lord and say, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. You are God, Lord. You are Jesus Christ. El Elyon of Israel. El Elyon. You are God, Lord. You are Jesus Christ. El Elyon of Israel. El Elyon. You are God, Lord. You are Jesus Christ. You are Elion of Jesus. Oh, Elion. God, Lord. Jesus Christ.
We chant in the Holy Ghost. Ah, we chant in the Holy Ghost. Ah, we chant in the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus. Listen. I was called an apostle, but in 5 years, 6 people died in my family. I was traveling with the title of an apostle. The darkness we speak about have no regard for titles. The only thing he fears is the one that rose from the dead. And the reason is because the Bible said, when he died, he descended into hell. And he said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So he has defeated them before. That's why they fear him. Your brother can be a general overseer. You can be an apostle and a prophet. If Jesus doesn't show up, nothing will happen. Son of David, have mercy. That's the cure. Can I tell you something? Some of you are struggling with sin. You have tried severally to stop. I have bad news for you. You can't stop. Because flesh cannot defeat flesh. It is by him that you will stop. This man preaching to you today, once upon a time, drank Star Lager beer. Resolutions upon resolution. You can't stop until Jesus shows up. So that masturbation, that immorality, it won't stop. It will only take you to hell. Until you say, Son of David, have mercy. You can be the fellowship president. Until you say, Son of David, have mercy. For in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. The Holy Ghost is here. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Lord has come. Pray in the Holy Ghost. This is the hour. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We turn in the Holy Ghost. Oh. In the name of Jesus, before the Lord begins to heal the sick tonight, let me tell you something. Everybody Jesus healed died again. Even the ones he rose from the dead, they died again.
So the greatest thing Jesus can do for you is to first of all give you his life. Because they that have his life, even if they were dead, they will rise again from the dead. It is that life that gives you victory over sin and the devil. So before we celebrate healings tonight, you are here and you know, listen, this is not psychology. I don't joke with this. A friend of mine, we were young preachers, 25 years of age, preaching everywhere radically. And then one day, he saw a recharge card seller. The Holy Ghost said, talk to him now. And he said, okay, let him sell for a while. If I finish talking with my friends, I'll talk to him. And when he finished talking, the guy selling the charge card wanted to run across the road to sell it, and the car knocked him down and he died. Time is a lie. You don't know when you came, so you won't know when you will go. So the greatest insurance and fortification is to receive Jesus and to know I went out publicly without shame and made my decree before the body of Christ that I belong to Jesus. I don't know what is the issue. It may be lying, it may be rising and falling, it may be bribery, it may be stealing, whatever it is, you may even be so lukewarm, and you know that if you were to be called home today, you won't get there. It doesn't matter if you have the title of a prophet. This is a window. And I don't care if it's one person. You know that you need to make your life right with Christ before he begins to heal the sick. Please run out now. Come to the front quickly. We don't have time. The Holy Ghost wants to begin to heal the sick. Come on! Jesus is waiting for you. Don't stay there. I break the siege of deception. Come out and make him the Lord of your life. The world is in darkness. There is treachery and wickedness. He was embracing. He said they looked up to him and their faces were radiant and they were not ashamed. He said we run to the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run at therein and they are saved. Come to Jesus. Tomorrow we look like in less than 4 hours everybody here will lie down like dead men. That's how the world was designed, to remind you in every 24 hours that this place is not your permanent residence. You have one more minute. You are being troubled in your heart. Run out now. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Ah, Everyone of you in front, you have made the best choice of your life. You just stepped from death to life. You just stepped from hell to heaven. You just left the grip of the devil into the warm embrace of Christ. Welcome to the family of God. The Bible said, if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth, not angels, not demons. With the heart man. I don't know how angels are saved, but in the study of the Bible, no way was revealed. So when the devil fell, he was doomed forever, because God did not create any way for saving angels. But he said, for man, there's an escape. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You are about to make that great confession. Place your hand on your chest and say, Father, I come to you today as a sinner. I believe in my heart that Jesus is your son and that he died for my sins and that he rose from the dead for my justification. And so today I confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Son of God, the risen Christ, is my Lord. Thank you, Father, because from today I am in the family of God. I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' precious name. If you pray that prayer quickly, you will meet the counselors. Just 5 minutes. They will talk to you. Get your information so that we can reach out to you for discipleship and pray with you. See the pastor raising his hand. Follow him quickly. We will take a brutal praise for 5 minutes. You are about to dance your way into your healing. Who is the praise leader? Who is the praise leader? Come up quickly.
Hallelujah.
Very brutal.
Hallelujah.
Listen, if you will dance, you will be healed. I know it like I know my name. I know it like I know my name. I've seen cancer dissolve. I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. A God story is the proof that Jesus rose from the dead. If you will celebrate your healing, you will have it.
Are you ready?
Somebody shout hallelujah. You are God. You wanna just be good. You wanna just lie. You say you are the great God. Oh yes, say you are God. You are somebody. Lift up your hands and say, you are the great. Oh yes, say you are God. Oh.
Jesus, With your eyes, put your hands there. If it's an organ infection, place your hand on your chest. If it has to do with your lungs, your bones, put your hands there. The time has come. And just stay sensitive. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sure the counselors are done. Father, in the name of Jesus, I can't hear your amen. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demon of infirmity. Right now, I arrest you, devils of blindness, deafening spirits, born contradicting demons, blood destructive demons, demons of backwardness, demons of retardation. I arrest you and I command you, come out of their bodies. Come out of their bodies. Come out of their bodies. In the name of Jesus, I command every chain of infirmity be broken in the name of Jesus. I release healing. I release the life of God. Ears begin to hear. Eyes begin to see. Bones receive strength. Organs receive life. Receive strength in your joints. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command migraines, arthritis, all forms of pain, check out in the name of Jesus. Your name is higher above the now. Lift your hands and worship him. Forget about that issue. Just worship.
Your name is higher.
Worship him. Forget the issue. Just worship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just give him thanks. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Don't be distracted. This is the moment you have been waiting for. Give him thanks. Every other activity should cease now. Just give him thanks. Lift your hands and extol his name. Thank you, Father. He will do something quickly. He will do something quickly. I will have them worship again for another 2 minutes. Check your body. If you have noticed the change already, wave at me. Let's see. Everybody drop your hands. Drop your hands. If you have noticed the change in your body already, wave at me. You have noticed the change. Now, the way to put the devil to shame is to run out and testify. So as we worship, if you have noticed the change, those of you waving your hand, come out quickly. Come out and testify to the glory of God. Come on, don't be intimidated. Come out and give God praise.
Your name is higher. Oh,
of Jesus, please refuse to be distracted. There's too much distraction. They can share whatever they want to share moments after we are done. You are distracting the Holy Ghost, we quench the Spirit. Somebody around where the mixer is to the back, you have been healed of excruciating lower back pain. The Holy Ghost just told me he healed somebody around that region. And towards the left there, somebody is healed of migraine, excruciating migraine. Now, I've lasted for about 5 years. Somewhere there, excruciating back pain. Is there anybody there? Wait. Somewhere there, somebody is healed of back pain. Very serious back issue. Come out and testify. Are you the one? You're the one. Don't worry, you can stand there. Somebody is healed of migraine somewhere around there. I hear in the spirit there's somebody with an itchy eye. Your eyes have been itching you for months. Somewhere around here. Itchy eyes. And it becomes reddish and brings tears. Is there anybody here with that eye condition? You notice it is gone. Where at me? Come out quickly. Are you the one, sister? Come and testify. Yes, what happened?
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. A wonderful miracle just happened to the glory of God. This brother said for 3 years, he has had back pain and it will be itching him that he couldn't stand for long. And as the word went forth, the power of God touched him and now he can't feel anything.
He's already healed.
Pain for 3 years, sir.
Come on, give the Lord a shout. I can see a young lady in the spirit. You had an issue with your ear. You have a spare. It goes deaf. And it opens. Deaf. Open. From time to time. And sometimes there is so much pain in that ear. The Lord just healed you. Who is that person? Come. Run out. Don't be distracted.
Sir, another miracle here.
Yes, what happened to
our mommy here? She has been having back pain, excruciating back pain for about 4 weeks now. And as the word went forth concerning that healing of the back pain, the pain is totally gone and she cannot feel that pain again to the glory of God.
Come on, give the Lord a shout. Mama, the pain is gone forever. What happened to Mama?
And every other your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus.
What happened to Mama? She had partial stroke for 2 years. She's never been able to walk like that.
Yes. Awesome God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mama, you've not been able to walk like this for 2 years. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
She's been in the car. She has not been able to walk. She has been inside the car. So from the car, she received her healing.
She was in the car.
Yes, she couldn't walk.
She was not able to walk.
It's Thursday and today she's walking now. Mighty God, mighty God.
Wait, what couldn't she do before? She couldn't lift her hands before. She had partial stroke. Lift your hands toward heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's permanent.
Yes.
Permanent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Permanent. Touch, Holy Spirit.
Your name is higher.
Take it higher.
Your name is I. Your name is I. Every other name.
For 2 years, look at her climbing the staircase.
Hallelujah.
And you are just looking at her. Been able to lift her hand, she couldn't even as much as come to the crusade ground.
Wow.
She was in the car and Jesus went there.
Jesus.
How can you live with your affliction? She was in the car, couldn't even come down. Jesus went there. Never again. Mama, you are free. She's crying. What do you want to say to Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sir.
There is nothing you cannot do.
Yes, sir. This our sister here has had a pain in the ear and a boil for 10 years.
A pain in the ear and a boil.
For 10 years. And
but
now
gone.
She can't feel it.
Come
it's
on.
Gone to the glory
give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
That affliction is gone forever. Never to return.
Hallelujah, sir. Another testimony of
a young lady, listen. Somebody has just been healed of deafness on the right ear. Deafness. There's a young lady, you have been deaf in your right ear. It just popped open. Check.
Yes, sir. Partially deaf since just two. These are sister and mommy here, since just two. For years, over 10, 15 years.
Over 15 years.
Is that correct?
Hallelujah. From just two.
Yes, sir. Partially deaf. Come. And now is totally gone.
Never to return. Your name is Jesus.
Hey.
Your name is Lord.
Your name is Lord.
Towards the back there. You had issues with two of your knees. You've not been able to walk well for a while. There's been pain on both knees. And it has affected you. Sometimes you stand for a while. And you feel so much pain, you can't stand. Who is that person? The Lord just told me, somebody has been healed. Both knees. Are you the one? Come on. It's gone forever. Never to return.
Your name is Mama.
What happened?
Apostle himself, God has done great things here. Series of testimonies of instant healings. Somebody here, her name is Precious. She had feverish sensations. She was feverish. But instantly she has been healed. Where is Precious here?
Hi, servant God.
Yourself. All right. He's been healed instantly. Another person
come
here,
up, known up.
As Daniel. Where is Daniel? He has a chest pain. And instantly he has been healed. for a while now, chest pain. Pain in the neck. Favor. Who is favor here? Where is favor? All right. Right now, the pain in the neck is gone. Hallelujah. The next person here, peace. Where is peace? All right. Ankle pain has gone instantly. God bless you. The next person is just series of testimonies here. Muzzle pull. Who is the person? Emmanuel. And it's over 15 years. It's gone. It's gone. 15 years challenge is over. And then we have Esther here. Where is Esther? All right, she had throat problem, challenge, pain at the leg and the throat, but instantly it is gone. Abi, the Lord bless you. That's Sister Esther. Next person is Abiodu. Hallelujah. Abiodu had issue with her upper tummy and backbone. Her spinal cord was paining her. For how long? For years, for many years, but today is gone. What a mighty God we serve.
I've seen.
Hallelujah.
There's an elderly woman.
Yes.
There's an elderly woman somewhere around this room. You had an issue with your liver. And you've been suffering terrible exhaustion. 5 minutes you are tired, you have to sit down. You have just been touched. You have just been touched. You've been healed. Is there somebody there like that? Somewhere around this row. I just received that in the spirit. Is there somebody there like that? Struggling with exhaustion. 5 minutes you are exhausted. You have to sit down. And you are gasping for air. The Lord just healed that person.
Thank you.
Yes, Mama.
Hallelujah, Apostle. God has done it again here. He said that he forgets things easily. But while the ministration was going on, the power of God entered into him. So he knew that something has been transformed in his life. And that's the brother Joshua. Here again is brother Tosi. He said he has had this back pain for one full year. And now he's been healed. The Lord bless you. Here is Morayo. Morayo has been having acute stomach pain. And of course, migraine, like you said, when the migraine comes, it causes itching eyes. This is the person. So right now, she's been healed. She's crying under the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Her name is Morayo. Here also is Sister Faith. For 3 good days, she has been having body pain. Jesus have healed her. Jesus have healed her. The next person here. What if somebody put your hands together for Jesus? God is in the house. There has been migraine Precious. All right. Divine had had migraine for some time. Right now, she's been healed. And here is Precious. You've been having body pain. You are healed. Hallelujah.
Put your hands toward heaven.
Yes. This is Sister Toby with serious migraine. And itching eyes. So she's one of them. Right now she's been healed. Praise the Lord. Your neck was paining you for 2 weeks, and right now you're okay. What's your name? Silas. Silas has been healed of neck pain over 2 weeks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I wish I'll be able to pronounce this name. Sekinot had had back pain for years.
Please don't be distracted.
Hallelujah.
Many are still receiving their healing.
Yes.
And are coming out. But of course, we can't take all of it.
Yes.
So let's just document it. Lift your hands toward heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Touch. Lift your hands toward heaven.
Most of them are pains in the knees, itching eyes, back pain. They are all Hallelujah.
Your name is Lord.
There are testimonies here online and here. He says, my son's wife in America had a baby on the 8th. She needed 4 hours. I met the apostle after the morning section, and you prayed in America on phone, and God intervened instantly. The person has been healed.
The lady that was bleeding for 24 hours.
Wow.
She was healed in America.
Hallelujah.
Over the phone. How can you be here and you will not be free?
Jesus. Somebody said, I had pain in the heart over 1 week ago, and through the word of knowledge, she was instantly healed this morning. This one says, I had pneumonia. I couldn't sleep because of the difficulties in breathing. I was healed on day one of the crusade. Another person said, I had a pain on my neck. By the word of knowledge that you gave, my case was mentioned, and when I got home, the pain has disappeared. What a mighty God we
have. Lift your hands toward heaven.
Hallelujah. Apostle of Jesus, there's another one here. 5 years migraine is over. It's over.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I want to release. We're out of time.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to release something on some of the people that have come from far and wide. Our world is in need of a revival. And like the foxes of Samson, most of you are about to be set on fire for your generation. Please stop playing. Stop playing. Let's be calm. The hand of God will come on 25 young people here.
Hallelujah.
And they will leave this place. You will turn your world upside down for Jesus. Father, I come as a carrier of the spirit of revival. I stretch hands over these ones, from the left to the right, from the front to the back. I ask for a fresh impartation of the spirit of revival. Holy Ghost, touch. 25. Touch. 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 Bring them forward. I want to lay hands on them. 25. Holy Ghost, touch. Baraka, Zayak, Navalati, and Dedale. I come as a revivalist of the last days. Holy Ghost, touch. Touch. Come under the fire of God. Touch. Fire of the Holy Ghost. He maketh his angels spirits, but his ministers flames of fire. Barak, Medek, Tetali. Over my life, oh Yahweh.
Over my life, oh Yahweh. Let it only you be praised.
Let only you be praised.
Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my life, oh Yahweh.
Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised. Let only you be praised.
Let only overflow. Say Yahweh overflow. Yahweh overflow. Yahweh overflow. Yahweh overflow. Listen, there are three evangelists here that the Lord wants to decorate with a garment of fire. Three evangelists. Evangelists of fire. Holy Ghost, where are they? Holy Ghost, ushers, catch them. They will start running. Catch them. Holy Ghost, touch. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Let only you be praised. 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 Over my life, oh Yahweh. Over my life, oh Yahweh. Let only you be praised. 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 Say Yahweh, you be praised. Yahweh, you be praised. Yahweh, you be praised. Yahweh, you be praised. Please stretch your hands in my direction. The Lord wants to anoint 7 people for healing. This is how men are raised in the kingdom. He said the house kept growing by the prophesying of Zechariah, the son of Iddo. There are 7 people that are about to receive the oil of healing. Holy Ghost, from the left to the right, from the front to the back. Now, touch, touch, ushers, catch them, touch, touch.
We worship you.
for creativity. Young people, listen. We are not all going to be preachers. Some of us, we go to the economy and dominate it. Some of us, we go to the government. Not every apostle will be on the altar. I'm a young man like you, but this is my place. There is an oil for creativity. And it's coming on 12 people. You will create witty inventions by wisdom. Oil of creativity. Father, everyone implicated by that utterance. 12. Lord, touch. I release that anointing. Touch.
So river flow. Let it down.
Finally, this is the one I love the most. God wants to anoint intercessors. Please stop praying. Intercessors. Gatekeepers. There are many gates that are empty. No gatekeepers. Father, everyone with the ordination of a gatekeeper here tonight, under this atmosphere, let that one come under the anointing. Now, touch. Some of them are running. Catch them so they are not injured. Touch! Can we receive Mama on the stage? Lift your hands toward heaven. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you. The Lord name His name upon you. And the Lord give you peace all the days of your life. Thank you, Father.
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website or rocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.